from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I actually feel sad for the nutting derangement syndrome people. I mean, it's a given. It's a fact. I've been writing about it and talking about it more than any other topic for 25 years in this town, that they don't spend enough. At some point, you have to realize that teams like the Oakland A's basically won for 15 years with no payroll, and that the Tampa Bay Rays, not having a great year, but they win every year, got to the World Series, etc., on a payroll the same as the Pirates. So part of this has to come down to player development, drafting, acquisitions, all of that. In other words, the GM and his people. And when I look at what happened at this trade deadline, I don't think this was about money in any way, shape, or form. It was about prospect capital, not actual capital, Paul. And I don't really have a problem with Martin Perez being jettisoned for a prospect. I just don't. If he was pitching well, if they'd got rid of Chapman, for example, I would have been livid, or at least I think Pirate fans should have been livid. Shelty told us they'd keep him. They kept him. I think that's a good thing. Yeah. I have five post-deadline questions for you in City Limits. Are you ready before we get to the lineups?
Yes.
Can you turn on Paul's mic?
I'm on. Yes, absolutely.
Here's one. Paul Skeens. They have 55 games left? 56? How many?
Yeah, around there.
I know it's around there, but I was asking for the actual total.
Look it up for you.
That would be around 11 starts. On typical days rest, that would be 11 starts. So let me ask you. Paul Skeens over under 9.5 starts the rest of the year.
Under.
Wonder Twin?
Over.
Wow.
10.
What makes you believe that? Because he's getting very close to the most pitches or the most innings he's ever thrown in his life, which would have been last year, right? Would have been a couple years ago at LSU, 122. No, it would have been last year. Yeah, with the minors and his LSU time. It was right up around 130. And this year, if you include his stint at AAA, he's already up to 115 another 15 innings, and people freak out about that across the industry.
Yes.
So what makes you, I'm just curious, you might be right.
Yeah.
What makes you believe they're not going to skip more than one start the rest of the way?
10 probably is too high of a number considering that there's 2 months left, but I feel like they made this plan for Paul Skeens and used the kid gloves on him for a reason so that they could prevent any further. I mean, they knew that he was going to throw 7 innings a game.
Yeah.
Per start. I mean, that's just obvious with how dominant that he is. I don't think they could have realized he'd be the best pitcher in baseball. But if they shut him down at the end of the year after this entire plan that they put together for him, it's a abject failure to skip a start in September when you're a game out of the wild card. Maybe you're even a game out of the division. I mean, they play Milwaukee in the second to last series of the year. You gonna skip them that game?
Question number two. Who exactly is the human being pitching for the Pirates today? Can you tell us something about him, starting with his name?
Well, I cannot tell you much. His name is Jake Woodford. In 8 innings this year, he has an ERA of 10. Not to be confused with our friend, old Heller, Ben Heller. He pitched for the White Sox this season, and in 8 innings has allowed 10 earned runs.
Okay, I'll build on that question. Why is he starting? They don't have a better option anywhere. It couldn't be a bullpen game of some sort. It couldn't be somebody else from like AAA. It couldn't be anybody.
That's the guy they called up from AAA yesterday. But okay. No, that there should
Did
be somebody better.
Did he have a good better. Start recently there?
Not too many.
There?
Not what? Too many. He's not that good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. Who will have a bigger impact? Question number three. De La Cruz or Kiner Falefa? Paul?
De La Cruz, because he's going to get more opportunity. I mean, I think he's going to play every day. Kiner Falefa probably will play, you know, some, but with, you know, the way that they do the infield and Nick Gonzalez eventually is coming back, he's going to have less opportunity. So I'll go with De La Cruz.
I'm going to make the case for Kiner Falefa. He's going to be the everyday second baseman with Gonzalez out. Gonzalez is probably going to be out 3 weeks. I think when Gonzalez comes back, Kiner Falefa is going to play a combination of a couple games at third to spell Hayes to make sure his back doesn't flare up again. You might see him at first base if Connor Joe plays in the outfield against the lefty, or there's a good chance I think that he plays some center field for this team down the stretch.
That leads to my next question, and I'm going to say De La Cruz too. I think he's gonna bash some home runs in the middle of this order, and I think he has a guy who's been good for a while now. Tellez may be batting behind him, and he's definitely gonna have somebody good batting in front of him. I would imagine it's gonna be O'Neill, Cruz, or Reynolds. Michael A. Taylor has been bashing the ball all of July. Michael A. Taylor hit 21 home runs last season. Will he be a much better hitter in the final 2 months of the season? Limits, we'll go with you first this time.
Yes, because he couldn't be much worse than what he already was earlier on this season. I'm not convinced that this is going to be a Rowdy Tellez transformation where they're chanting his name from the rooftops. But to be a marginally better player and maybe just these couple meatballs that were thrown to him in Houston get him going and he's barreling the ball up. So I'm going to say yes, he's better, but not by too much. He's not going to be a 280 hitter the rest of the season.
Paul?
I think that if you keep putting him out there every day and you let him play, I think yes.
I'm with you.
I think
yes. Michael A. Taylor.
I think yes. I think if you keep putting him out there, I don't know that he's going to, you know, hit 300 or anything, but I think that he's going to hit much better than he did. I think if he knows he's the center fielder and he's going out there every day and you put him in your lineup every day, yeah, absolutely.
I was first on the Rowdy train. We remember that, yes?
Yes, you were.
That worked out. Other trains have not worked out. I was also the conductor of the Trubisky train, Paul. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
That didn't work out so well.
Remember this one?
Woo-hoo! It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
That one worked out. It worked out a little better. I'm on the Michael A. Taylor train. You hit a ball. How far did that homer go last night? We ever get a measurement?
I think that one went about 420. I think maybe 406, something like that. The one before went about 430.
I thought the one last night was way further. It seemed like it. But anyway, this guy hit 21 homers last year, Paul.
Yeah.
He hit 19 in less than 400 at-bats 1 year. Just the law of averages tells me he's going to hit about 8 more, 9 more, 10 more home runs, I think. I'm on the Michael A. Taylor train. He's an elite defensive player, and you know what these deals do? Even if these deals are marginal improvement, and I think with De La Cruz it's something more than that, it affords you then the luxury to play Michael A. Taylor.
Right.
To bat him eighth or ninth. So I'm all on board with this one. I actually think he's going to be better. Okay, question number four. What's more likely to happen before the season ends? A contribution from Hank Davis or Jack Sawinski?
Wow.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I say Davis because I think, although Grandal's hit a couple things the last couple days, but I think eventually they're just going to be just tired of Grandal and be. Although, you know, he's the kind of veteran guy that's a good defensive catcher that, you know, guys like Shelton love.
Yeah, and I would say, too.
Actually, I think Sawinski will have better opportunity than I don't know that Davis will come back. Unless there's an injury.
I think Davis is coming back. I mean, I think Grandal. Davis will be back in September, I think. Definitely is when the rosters expand to 28.
Yeah.
He'll be up probably as the extra guy. I think he gets a better opportunity because, A, at the same time, there's a better chance that a catcher gets hurt than an outfielder gets hurt. I mean, just one foul tip away from a catcher being out and then Henry Davis potentially being called back up. And again, he's mashing the ball over the last month, and I know they want to give him an extended stay. I think he's going to come back up at some point, and Sawinski I don't think does.
I like power bats off the bench. I do. And I think Sawinski should be back at some point. I just don't like Sawinski as an everyday player. I'm not even sure I like him as a spot starter. But I like him a hell of a lot better than Aliko Williams when I need a home run late in a game. Or Connor Joe. Or a lot of people.
Wait.
So I like having a left-handed power bat chance for a homer late in a game.
To get these guys all on the roster, have they made their moves yet to...
No, they have not activated them yet.
Because I would be willing to bet we've seen the last of Aliko Williams, right? I mean, he's going to be one that's going to be shaved
he's
off.
He's going to go for Kiner Falefa. Kiner Falefa is also on the IL still.
Is De La Cruz playing tonight?
I would think so. There's no formal announcement yet that he's with the club yet, but it would make the most sense that he
takes
was.
Wait a second.
So Kiner, so for purposes of our lineups, are we allowed to use Kiner Falefa?
Yes, it's okay. our ideal lineup when the team is on the floor, whenever that
when
might
everyone's
be.
Healthy. Yeah, so in other words, yeah. Majinski, who actually, you know, is
well, I don't need pitchers, just lineup. Just lineup. I just want the batting order that we're going to put together with these new additions.
So are
I think picking our 13 pitchers is interesting too.
You want to do the whole team?
I can't engage. I can't do that. I can't go through 13. My brain's too small.
All right, well,
I can't
think.
Okay, you guys can. Yeah. All right, but let's start.
In the game.
Okay, so that changes something now.
What do you mean? You got to have five out there. Sit down. Sit.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
Hold on a second. Where was I? Oh, we were talking Davis Sawinski. Oh, the Grandal thing. Here's what I think about that. Is that Paul Skenes likes Grandal, and Paul Skenes deserves to get what he wants. Whatever Paul Skenes wants, he gets. That's what I say to Grandal. Okay?
That's fair.
Everybody agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
If he likes Skenes, or he likes Grandal as his catcher, please keep giving him Grandal.
He's going to have to get used to Joey Bart and Henry Davis, though. And hello, this is Andy Rodriguez for next season.
Maybe. Maybe not. If Paul Skenes wants Grandal back, Paul Skenes gets what Paul Skenes wants. That's what I say. That's my number one rule with the Pirates.
Yeah, but what a big attraction does he have to Yasmani Grandal? I know he's a veteran and probably calls a good game. You tell me Andy Rodriguez can't call a good game?
You say that like an afterthought. He probably calls a good game. If Skenes is comfortable with that guy calling the game, that's what. And they've.
I'm talking about next season.
I know. But also Skenes has wildly changed his game plans within games. And between games against the same opponents, something is happening from the strategic side with him that I have to believe Grandal has a lot to do with.
Yeah, I agree. It's a fair point.
Thank you, City Limits. And yours was a fair point as well. It's a fair point off. I don't think I have anything else other than this. Are the Pirates going to make the playoffs? Yes or no? Paul?
Yes.
Limits?
Yes.
Me? It's another Paul pause, I think. What's it like having a pause named after you?
A Paul pause.
Research statistics is the best part of it.
It is a great drop. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I only give him a 49% chance, but compared to, I don't know, it's going to be very, very tough. I don't have the guts to say no.
I said it on opening day.
I want to agree with you guys.
So I don't want to move. I don't want to move.
I'll say yes. Coming up. Let's put together some lineups here. You can join in. What is your optimal Pirates lineup, 1 through 9, when everybody's healthy here? Where would you position De La Cruz and Kiner Falefa and everybody else? Who would play where? We'll go over that next. Later on, later in the week, Jeff Hathorn. Brought to you by Gut. Why do we do this now?
Yeah, they put it on the.
Why does, he's not here.
They put
yet.
It in the system on Wednesdays, even though I've told them.
So should
on
I read
Thursdays.
It on Wednesdays? I feel like who's the guy?
Because if we don't check it off today, like, then they'll say, "Why didn't this get read?" So
I
that's
feel
why.
Like Ron Jeremy here reading right off the teleprompter to quote Ron Cook.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.